Good evening. It is wonderful to see this building full. Glad to see y'all. Hadn't seen many of you in quite a while. Just feels like my home away from home with everybody here. This is a time that many of us have been looking forward to. I call it, there's an app for that. There's a lot of anticipation, planning, and prayer. And I hope that our efforts will be rewarded throughout this week. But as you look around you, you might see some people you know, and you might see some people that you do not know. You might find after talking with one another that you're just a little bit different. You have perhaps a few differences, but yet there's something that we all have in common. In the book of Psalms, in number 133, there in verse 1, David wrote, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And I believe that is something you'll find with us throughout this week, is unity, because we are all connected through Jesus Christ. We should be united in mind, spirit, and in purpose. And as I wanted to shift our thoughts for the work that we'd be undergoing this week and into next week, and perhaps the work that we should do each and every day as Christians, I encourage you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Here the Apostle Paul writes some very encouraging words to the church at Ephesus, and I believe could be of great benefit for us this evening. Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to begin in verse 1. Paul writes, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." You begin to see the ones that Paul says. Yes, there is one body. And he tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13 that we are all baptized into one body. We learn here of our text in verse 5 that there is one baptism. When we read throughout the New Testament, we find exactly how an individual is baptized. You heard Jesus as he taught Nicodemus that one must be born of water and of the Spirit. We learn in Acts chapter 8 of how Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch and how the eunuch realized what he needed to do to become a Christian, how the chariot stood still. Though Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, he baptized him and they both came up out of the water. And you find that he obeyed that one faith, that one faith that comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of God that we're told about in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. And as we are all members of the same body, even though we are different, there is something that each and every one of us can do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul explains that. Even though we're all part of the same body, we all have different functions. There is something that I can do. There is something that you can do. There is something that we can all do to work together, that the body of Christ would be edified and that God would be glorified. As we go throughout tonight and throughout the rest of the week and even into the rest of our lives, let's ask ourselves, what can I do to further the cause of Christ? Can I use what God has given me? Can I teach others about the one body? Can I share with them the love that we should have with one another? Can we bear with each other? Can we remain united in the Christ to share our common faith and offer eternal salvation that is only found in Christ Jesus? These are some good things to think about. Paul also said earlier in Ephesians in chapter 1 and verse 3 that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing that is in the heavenly places in Christ. If I am in Christ, I'm a Christian. I have access to the hope of everlasting life. I realize that my sins have been washed away. I can rejoice with that. I can enjoy the period of fellowship with God, with His Son, and with those that have attained like precious faith. Don't you want to become a part of that same body? Don't you want to help others to do so as well? Well, I hope that is our attitude. If we truly want to do what God would have us do to serve Him, imagine the good that can come from that. As Paul goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 4, coming down now to verse 11, he says that He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, though we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Every single part must do its share. There is much to do. There's work on every hand. What can you do? What can I do? You see, if we're truly working as hard as we can, the body will grow. And I'm sure perhaps that might be a reason why many of you wanted to come with us tonight. Maybe you wanted to grow. I can remember many years that I began to travel on mission trips. One of the common reasons for someone to go was that I would become a stronger Christian. I would grow individually in my own faith. And also that I can help others to do the very same. And so, let us remember that if we grow individually as Christians and work together, we can grow spiritually. And God will cause the growth numerically. Perhaps Paul said it best in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 3 and verse 6 when he said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We pray that there will be many seeds that will be planted. We pray that there will be many that will be watered. In fact, God will give the increase. Tonight we're about to sing a song of encouragement. If we have one tonight that needs to respond to the invitation, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.